Yeah, good morning. Just make sure it's plugged in. Looks good. I've got sound. It's 7:42 a.m. on Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. 61 degrees according to this. I think it lies. Probably because it hasn't been updated since yesterday. 46 degrees. That makes a certain amount of sense. That makes things a little more believable. I thought it was 50. According to the thermometer in the back of the house this morning, it was 50 degrees. So I'm out here in a windbreaker and a sweatshirt. And I'm a little bit chilly. So after yesterday's day of pain, God, it was a horrible day. The difficulty I ran into was that I was so focused on going to the dentist appointment yesterday morning and making sure that I did all the things I needed to do last night, or not last night, Monday night, in terms of brushing my teeth and getting floss and running the water pick around. And because it was late in the evening to begin with, because kid rehearsal, it was 11-ish. My alarms, my warnings, my exoskeleton let me down, because it reminds me to take my pills at 8 p.m., not 11 p.m., and I missed it. Now, generally, I'm pretty aware when things aren't going well in the night that I haven't taken my pills, so I will get up and go take them. For some reason, Monday night, it didn't register, perhaps because I was so stressed about having to make it up on time, get the kids to school on time, make it to the dentist on time, that I, my ADD had me, had my attention focused elsewhere. So the result was that I got home from the dentist around 8:45, and I thought about trying to take a walk, but every step I took jarred my brain, and I couldn't imagine spending 40 minutes dragging my sorry carcass around this loop when every step hurt. And it didn't hurt my feet, it hurt my head. So, yeah, I said the hell with it. I actually went back to bed. Went back to bed around, I don't know, 9:30-ish. And slept the morning away. I didn't get very much done on Ravenwood yesterday as a result. But I was faintly nauseated all day long. It was quite horrible. And the headache didn't go away all day. I did take the pills, a makeup dose in the morning when I rediscovered the problem, but at that point it was trying to make up lost ground and it took a while. I'm feeling much better today. I got my meds last night. And yeah, I'm doing good. Or at least much better. So it's Wednesday. Wednesday is recommendation day. I did recommend Retread Shop by T. Jackson King to the Galaxy Ranger Group. Published that this morning. Got that out of the way. I overslept a little bit this morning, so I didn't have a lot of time to mess about. Still, it was fun. I hope I'm going to see Tom. His name is Tom. Tom King. I'm hoping I'm going to see him at BaltCon, at Mile High Con. He came up last year. And I really hope he comes up this year so we can hang a little bit. I'm bumming that I'm going to miss Sigler. He's going to do a reading here at ReaderCon here in Greeley, and then the one weekend in a year that I'm out of town, the one trip out of town that I've taken that didn't involve a psych ward in a year. And that's the day he comes. So I'm trying to drum up some business for him to his reading amongst the Greeley NaNoWriMos. We'll see how it goes. We'll see. My wife has said she will take the plushie me and my daughter and go hear him read, so we'll see. We'll see if she does it. It would be something that's difficult for her because she does not like to get out in public at all, and particularly in a strange venue for someone she doesn't know. So we'll see how it works out. What else? Oh, John Ward has been bothering me for weeks. And I mean that quite literally, weeks, about Medium.com. Now, Medium.com is, was it Ev Williams? Guy who did Blogger and Twitter. I'm pretty sure I talked about this. And, so I finally bowed to peer pressure. Because I mean this literally, every single day he asks, so when are you going to write something on Medium.com? When are you going to look at Medium.com? Sorry. Yeah, I really don't have a lot of interest in Medium.com as a platform. It just rubs me the wrong way. I don't find things there that I'm all that interested in reading. Now he finds a lot of essays, a lot of nonfiction there that he enjoys reading, and he reads it on his iPad. I'm not finding it. I'm not finding stuff there that I spent some time yesterday afternoon playing with it. I started a collection, and I took one of my avatars and gave him a membership so that I can write stories about New Eden, which is EVE Online, from the perspective of a pilot. And it's fan fiction. I really don't have a lot of use for fan fiction. But in this case, there's a pretty interesting and somewhat robust community of fan fiction, a lot of which is kind of dumb. It's profanity laced. Violence and abusive in a certain sense. So yeah, my stories are going to be a little bit different than that, like they're not going to be profanity laced. And the idea, the purpose, the rationale for this is that John thinks this is a good way for me to amplify my brand by spreading out into a new area, into new content for new readers. And frankly, I think he's full of crap. This isn't, you know, short is not something I do because it's not something I read. Short is not something I enjoy reading it or writing it. So I'm not too sure how this is all gonna play out. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I got it created. It took an hour. I got a story up. It was like last evening while I was waiting for the kid to get out of school, get out of rehearsal, wrote a story. So it's not a big story. It's not a great story. It's a story. most of the stories about New Eden, about Eve Online, are about tracking down and killing other people. And there are other stories. There are stories about industrialists. There are stories about miners. There are stories about people who don't spend their entire lives online figuring out ways to ruin someone else's day. Which, in fairness, is really what most of EVE Online is about. Monk post. Finding ways to ruin someone else's day. And the sad part is that EVE does not have to be a zero-sum game. It doesn't have to have I win, you lose. It's a pretty big pie. And the opportunity is there to make the pie larger. But for most people, that's boring, because they can't really see beyond the reality of grinding for coinage. And the alternatives to grinding for coinage fall into the category of, I'm going to go blow something up. Well, blowing something up is not unfun. Blowing someone else up seems to be, oh well, anybody can shoot an automated non-player character. But it takes skill, it takes some sort of testosterone, apparently, to track down and make someone else your target. Because they do shoot back, and the potential is that in some cases they probably could best you. But the reality is that very few people actually fight fair fights. You hear this stories about good fight. Good fight. And a good fight is a fair fight. It's a sort of ideal that's foisted and more observed by being ignored or subverted than actually followed. The idea is you have a good fight. You take on somebody fair and square, and one of you wins and one of you loses, or perhaps you both lose, or there's no winner or loser. You just call it a draw and manage to disengage without one of you losing a ship. That doesn't happen very rarely. Usually, losing a ship is kind of de rigueur. Oh! I don't know if you can hear that or not. Band is really loud this morning. And now they're gone, I don't quite know. The marching band is down at the West High School. The high school, which was on the western edge of town and lies to the east of our house, and now is sort of in the middle of town. It's still to the east of our house, but it's not exactly out on the western edge anymore. Anyway, good fights are not generally good fights. Good fights are, haha, I beat you. Because I tricked you into making a mistake, or I conned you into being out of position, or I baited you in, and then my entire 400 ship fleet came down to kill your frigate. So there aren't really good fights. It's sort of like, yeah, okay. For the people who do it, it's called creating content. It's one of those euphemisms for, let's go ruin someone else's day. We have content creators in the mining community as well. It's CODE, C-O-D-E. It's an acronym for something and I can't ever remember what it is, but their stated mission is to save HiSec from robot miners by requiring everyone getting a little obnoxious driving back and forth. Requiring everyone to be at their keyboard and respond within 10 seconds or run the risk of being blown up. And if you want to mine in their territory, you have to buy a permit. And to be fair, the permits are relatively cheap, like 10 million. But the problem is if you pay them, then they're going to pay more attention to you. And allegedly 10 million is good for a year, but it's quite frequent that people who buy the permits are then blown up within a couple of weeks for some infraction of the code, which by buying the permit they have tacitly endorsed. The permit is not a permit to mine, it's a permit for these content generators, these content creators to abuse you and your ship whenever they happen to feel like it. Now the reality is that there are very few of them. There are a whole lot of places that you can mine. I've started mining mission spaces. So I don't mine in the belts very much anymore. Sometimes I do, just because it's easy. I generally mine mission space when I generally mine belts when I need to do something else. Like this morning, I'm going to work on the creating the PDF for Ravenwood. So I'll put a low skill alt in a mining belt and turn them loose while I work in the other window. I can hear the drum line. I know the band is playing. I can hear them just faintly, but their sound doesn't carry as well. It's kind of cool. All right, look at this. I'm almost back. The weeping willows are beginning to turn yellow. The city-watered crabapple trees are beginning to go permanently red. There's a couple of the smaller ones here that have already lost all of their leaves. The daily photograph shows how much foliage has gone away in the last few days. It rained last night and knocked down a bunch of leaves. It has been a little breezy. It was breezy yesterday afternoon, knocked down a lot of leaves. The brilliant red tree I took a picture of on Saturday is almost on its last leg. It's still got some leaves on it, it's still got a little bit of color, but the red has faded. Some of the leaves, a lot of the leaves have fallen. But that's the season, it's fall, and I love the season. Got some eggnog. I love eggnog. I got hooked on eggnog when I was a kid. Dad used to make the syrup that dairies used to mix up eggnog. And he'd bring home a case of it. Samples. Number 10 cans full of eggnog mix would last for a year. Anyway, I'm here. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's Thursday. So, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.